Unit 6.
Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. Unconditional Love.
A story is told about a soldier who was finally coming home after having fought in Vietnam. He called his parents from San Francisco. "Mom and Dad, I'm coming home, but I've a favor to ask. I have a friend I'd like to bring home with me." "Sure," they replied. "We'd love to meet him." "There's something I'd like to disclose to you," the son continued. "He was hurt pretty badly in the campaign. He stepped on a landmine and lost an arm and a leg. He has nowhere else to go, and I want him to come live with us. He will feel obliged to you."
"I'm sorry to hear that, son. Maybe we can help him find somewhere to live."
"No, Mom and Dad, I want him to live with us."
"Son," said the father, "you don't know what you're asking. Someone with such injuries would be a terrible burden on us. We have our own lives to live, and we can't let something like this interfere with our lives. I think you should just come home and forget about this guy. He'll find a way to live on his own." Scarcely had the parents finished when the son hung up the phone. That hence, the parents heard nothing more from him. A few days later, however, they received a call from the police bureau in San Francisco. Their son had died after falling from a building, they were told. The police believed he had taken his own life. The deeply saddened parents flew to San Francisco and were taken to the city hospital to identify the body of their son. Casting their eyes over the body, they recognized him. But to their horror, they also discovered something they didn't know. Their son had only one arm and one leg. The parents in this story are like many of us. We find it easy to love those who are good-looking, courteous, or fun to have around. But we don't have mercy on people who inconvenience us or don't make us feel comfortable. We would rather stay away from people who aren't as healthy, beautiful, competent, or smart as we are. Thankfully, there's someone who won't treat us that way. Someone who loves us with an unconditional love welcomes us into the forever family, regardless of how different we are. There's a miracle called fraternity that lives in the heart. You don't know how it happens or when it gets started, but you know the special gift it always brings. And you realize that fraternity is the most precious gift. Friends are a very rare gift indeed. They make you smile and encourage you to succeed. They lend an ear. They share a word of praise. And they always want to open their hearts to us.
New words.
Unconditional.
Favor.
Disclose.
Continue.
Pretty.
Campaign.
Landmine.
Obliged.
Injury.
Burden.
Interfere.
Scarcely.
Hang.
Hence.
Bureau.
Sadden.
Cast.
Recognize.
Horror.
Good looking.
Courteous.
Mercy.
Inconvenience.
Competent.
Smart.
Thankfully.
Treat.
Regardless.
Fraternity.
Precious.
Rare.
Indeed.
Encourage.
Succeed.
Share.
Praise.
Proper nouns.
Vietnam.
San Francisco.
Section 2. Listening and Speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Hello, Mom and Dad? I'm coming home soon.
Oh, we're very glad to hear that. But I have a favor to ask. I have a friend I'd like to bring home with me.
Sure, we'd love to meet him.
There's something you should know. He was hurt pretty badly in the fighting. He stepped on a landmine and lost an arm and a leg. He has nowhere else to go, and I want him to come live with us.
I'm sorry to hear that, son. Maybe we can help him find somewhere to live.
No, Mom and Dad. I want him to live with us.
Son, you don't know what you're asking. Someone with such injuries would be a terrible burden on us. We have our own lives to live, and we can't let something like this interfere with our lives. I think you should just come home and forget about this guy. He'll find a way to live on his own.
2. Listen to an English song twice, and then put the following in the correct order according to what you've just heard.
I feel it in my finger, I feel it in my toe. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Oh, yes it is. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
My love, you can't be
And so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind. It's everywhere I go. Oh, yes, it is. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
Three. Listen to a passage twice and then answer the questions.
The story goes that some time ago, a man had a very lovely little daughter. One day, the man punished his 3-year-old daughter for wasting a roll of gold wrapping paper. Money was tight then, and he became angry when the child tried to decorate a box to put under the Christmas tree. The little girl then brought the gift to her father the next morning and said, "This is for you, Daddy." The man was embarrassed by his earlier overreaction, but his anger flared again when he found out the box was empty. He yelled at her, "Don't you know when you give someone a present, there is supposed to be something inside?" The little girl looked at him with tears in her eyes and cried, "Oh, Daddy, it's not empty at all. I blew kisses into the box. They are all for you, Daddy." The father was crushed. He put his arms around his little girl and he begged for her forgiveness. Only a short time later, an accident took the life of the girl. It is also told that her father kept that gold box by his bed for many years. And whenever he was discouraged, he would take out an imaginary kiss and remember the love of the child who had put it there. In a very real sense, each of us, as human beings, has been given a gold container filled with unconditional love and kisses from our children, family members, friends, and God. There is simply no other possession anyone could hold that is more precious than this. The story goes that some time ago, a man had a very lovely little daughter. One day, the man punished his 3-year-old daughter for wasting a roll of gold wrapping paper. Money was tight then, and he became angry when the child tried to decorate a box to put under the Christmas tree. The little girl then brought the gift to her father the next morning and said, "This is for you, Daddy." The man was embarrassed by his earlier overreaction, but his anger flared again when he found out the box was empty. He yelled at her, "Don't you know when you give someone a present, there is supposed to be something inside?" The little girl looked at him with tears in her eyes and cried, "Oh, Daddy, it's not empty at all. I blew kisses into the box. They are all for you, Daddy." The father was crushed. He put his arms around his little girl and he begged for her forgiveness. Only a short time later, an accident took the life of the girl. It is also told that her father kept that gold box by his bed for many years. And whenever he was discouraged, he would take out an imaginary kiss and remember the love of the child who had put it there. In a very real sense, each of us, as human beings, has been given a gold container filled with unconditional love and kisses from our children, family members, friends, and God. There is simply no other possession anyone could hold that is more precious than this.
Speaking. Reference answer.
Hello, I'm calling from International Trade Corporation. May I speak to Mr. Green?
Speaking, please.
This is Li Ying. I'm shocked to learn that a fire broke out in your office this morning. We are sorry to learn that you were injured in the accident. Are you all right?
Thank you, Miss Li. We are all right.
I hope the damage isn't too great.
Fortunately, no damage occurred, and just a few people were injured.
Well, how's everything with you these days?
Oh, I'm recovering. The surgery was yesterday.
Are you still in a lot of pain?
No, I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I just wanted to check on you and hope you'll get well soon. If there is anything else you need, please let me know.
Thank you for your kindness, Miss Li.
It's my pleasure. Our manager, Mr. Wang, will come to see you on Friday morning. We all wish you a quick recovery.
It's so kind of you. Thank you very much.
Focus 2. Language Use. Section 1. Practical Reading.
A Life and Death Choice. A Moral Problem.
Most of our daily problems are not big problems. One day, perhaps, our car may not run and we may have no transportation to school or to work. Another day, the electricity may go off and we may have to eat cold food or give up taking the elevator. We may fetch the wrong paper. These are common, everyday problems. We usually do not have to make a choice that is a life or death choice. Recently, the Lane family of Cleveland, Ohio, had to make that kind of choice. Bob and Susan Lane were expecting the birth of their second child. They were happy and excited. Their son Peter was born on a Sunday morning. However, the Lang's happiness quickly turned to sadness. The doctor looked at the baby and saw that he was not normal. Then the doctor took x-rays and studied them. Afterward, he said that the bones in Peter's spinal cord were disconnected and that Peter's back was not closed. The Langs were not prepared for this problem. They did not know anything about this disease, so the doctor explained it to them. The disease affects the spinal cord. The cord cannot convey messages from the brain to the body, so the body cannot work in the normal way. The doctor told them that there was a remedy and that he could operate and close Peter's back. Then Peter could live, but he would have many problems. He would not have much control over his body. He would not be able to feed or dress himself. He would not be able to go to the bathroom by himself. He would have to be confined to bed all his life. He probably would not be able to think very well. His mind would be like the mind of a child for many years. He would also need many examinations and operations. Someone would have to take care of him, and that would be expensive. It would probably cost over $300,000 to take care of him until he was 18. The doctor said that this disease was a difficult one for families. Some families broke up because it consumed all of their fortune. Then the doctor told the Langs that they had another choice. They could decide not to have the operation on Peter's back. Then Peter would probably die within 2 or 3 weeks. The Lang family was confronted with a very difficult choice. Some people told them about the right to die. They said that people should have a right to die in peace and in dignity. If a member of the family has to live in great pain, the family should let the person die. If the member of the family will always be unconscious, the family should let the person die. A person should not have to live like a vegetable. This issue is heatedly debated. Other people contradict this idea. They say that all life is special. Maybe a doctor will find a way to cure a disease. They say that there is always hope and that we cannot decide to let someone die. They say that if we take away life, it is murder. Bob and Susan Lane had to decide. They talked about their choices. They wanted a normal, healthy son. They would not have one. But could they let him die? Could they say no to the operation?
New words.
Life and death.
Moral.
Daily.
Transportation.
Electricity.
Elevator.
Fetch.
X-ray.
Afterward.
Bone.
Spinal.
Cord.
Disconnected.
Disease.
Convey.
Brain.
Remedy.
Operate.
Confine.
Operation.
Consume.
Fortune.
Confront.
Dignity.
Unconscious.
Issue.
Heatedly.
Debate.
Contradict.
Cure.
Murder.
Proper nouns.
Cleveland.
Ohio.
Bob.
Susan Lane.
Peter.